This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we begin a new series called Time to Dream, Trusting God to Open Doors. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shows how God provides each of us with great opportunities when we trust and follow Him. In a few minutes, we're going to let you know how you can get Pastor Rick's brand new DVD Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time or with your small group. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Dreaming the Future God Wants for You.
Well, there are three definitions to a dream. Let me put them on the screen here. Here's the first definition. A dream can be the thoughts and images you have while sleeping. That can also be a nightmare. The thoughts and images you have while sleeping. Not all dreams that you have while you're sleeping are good. Everybody agree with that? Okay? Not all of them are from God, okay? Some of them, you just had a bad burrito the night before, okay? Second meaning of dream is this, B, the desires, ambitions you have while you're awake. Now look up here. The dreams you have with your eyes open are far more important than the dreams you have with your eyes closed. Make sense? You can ignore 99% of the dreams you have with your eyes closed. Now, every once in a while, you might get one, but 99% of the dreams with the eyes closed, you don't need to worry about those. But the ones that you have while you're awake, the desires and ambitions you have, like, I've always dreamed of, I've always wanted to do, I've had this goal, I've had this passion, I've always wondered, I've always thought, I've always wanted to. That's a more important dream. But there's an even more important dream than that, and that's C. Third meaning of dream is the goals and plans that God created you to fulfill. That's far more important than even my own dreams. God hasn't promised to bless everything that I think up. I might have thought, well, when I was a kid, I had a dream of being a rock star, shredding the guitar, you know. That was not God's dream for me, okay? Let me give you some theme verses. I'm gonna give you three verses. Look up here on the screen. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the plans I have for your life. That's the plans, insert the word dreams. I know the dreams I have for your life. They are plans, they're dreams for your good, not plans to harm you. My plans for your life will give you great hope and a wonderful future. Now notice, your dreams might be messed up, but God says my dreams are number one, they're good, they're not gonna harm you. They're gonna give you hope, and they're gonna give you a wonderful future. I vote for God's dream for my life rather than my own. Because some of my dreams would have ended in disaster. Some of you thought you were gonna marry a certain person, and looking back now, you go, if I had married them, that would have been a disaster. Okay, that was a dream you had, okay? So God's dreams are good, okay? They're perfect. He says they're for your good. They're going to give you hope. They're going to give you a wonderful future. Second thing I want to say is this. God's dream for your life is far bigger than your dream. God's dream for your life will always be bigger than your dream. How do I know that? Because God promises it. In fact, here's what he says in Ephesians. God, Ephesians 3:20, God can do anything. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request or dream in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working gently within us. God says, think of the greatest dream for your life, and I can top that. I can beat your dream. It's bigger than you can think, request, guess, dream, imagine. And I don't do it by pushing you. I'm not driving you. I'm pulling you, and I'm working gently within you. So God's dream for your life, and that's what we're going to look at, is always bigger than your dream for your life. Not only that, this is really important. When you follow God's dream for your life, here's the cool part. He arranges the circumstances to make it happen. He doesn't do that on just any old dream. But when you line up with God's dream for your life, that's what we're going to look at now for the next 6 weeks. He arranges all of the circumstances so it happens. Stuff that you couldn't possibly arrange. I could give you hundreds of examples from my life on this. We just go, wow, how did that happen? Only God did it. And there will be things that happen in your life. You go, there's no way that could have happened, that I could have met that person at just the right time, that that money could have come at just the right time, that that circumstance, that that opportunity would open up at just the right time. When you get in line with God's will, you can't miss it, because God doesn't sponsor flops. Success is inevitable because God doesn't sponsor flops. And so when you follow God's dream, he arranges the circumstances. And that's the second part of this campaign. It's revelation. The Bible says this, chapter 3, verse 8. God says, I have set before you an open door that no one can shut. When God gives you a dream, then he circumstantially provides the open doors for you to make that dream come true. Now here's the hard part. You have to have the courage to walk through that open door. That's where faith comes in. I've seen a lot of people understand God's dream for their life. And I've seen God open circumstances and open doors this wide, but they were scared to death to walk through the door. And they missed it. You can miss God's dream for your life. You can miss it. This is why it's so important. All right, I want to give you 12 reasons from Scripture why you must know God's dream for your life. It's not optional. What we're going to talk about for the next several weeks is not some minor subject. It's the second most important thing in your life after, do you know the Lord? Once you know the Lord, you need to know his dream for the rest of your life. God will give you many dreams for different ages and stages of your life. His purposes, we've talked about God's purpose for your life many times. God's purposes never change. He wants you to know him. He wants you to grow in him. He wants you to love him. He wants you to love his family. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to share him. Those never, never, never change. But the dreams that God have for your life change with age, change with stage, change with maturity, change with growth, and change with how obedient you are to the previous dream that he gave you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and he never will. He has big dreams for you, but God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on our own, so we need to trust him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
All right, I want to give you 12 reasons from Scripture why you must know God's dream for your life. It's not optional. What we're going to talk about for the next several weeks is not some minor subject. It's the second most important thing in your life after, do you know the Lord? Once you know the Lord, you need to know his dream for the rest of your life. God will give you many dreams for different ages and stages of your life. His purposes, we've talked about God's purpose for your life many times. God's purposes never change. He wants you to know him. He wants you to grow in him. He wants you to love him. He wants you to love his family. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to share him. Those never, never, never change. But the dreams that God have for your life change with age, change with stage, change with maturity, change with growth, and change with how obedient you are to the previous dream that he gave you. And if you're faithful in what he gives you in small things, he gives you more. And he expands your dream, and he gets it bigger, and he gets it better, and he gets it wider, and it has more impact because you were faithful in the other. So let me give you, why are we going to spend 6 weeks studying God's dream for you? Number one, God gave me the capacity to dream. God gave me the capacity to dream. I didn't get it from anybody else. I got it from God. The only reason you have the ability to dream great dreams, to have a vision, to think about the future, is because you're made in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God says, "Let us make human beings in our image and our likeness." What makes you different from animals is the capacity to think about the future. Horses don't think about the future. Snails don't think about the future. Cows don't think about the future. Ants don't think about the future. Only they have instincts, but they don't think and plan. They can't make plans for the future. They have instincts, but I'm talking about the ability to dream up a skyscraper, the ability to dream up a business, the ability to dream up a piece of art or a piece of music. No animal can do that. Why? They're not made in God's image. You are most like your creator when you're being creative. God made you to be creative. You say, "Well, I'm not creative." Oh, yes, you are. You're a human being. You may have pushed it down. You may have stamped it out of your life. Everybody's creative. Just look at the little kid. Every little kid is creative. And by the time they get sixth grade, we've educated them out of it. And now they're drawing in the lines. And now they've conformed to what we think they ought to be doing. God gave you the capacity to dream. Guess what? He expects you to use it. If you don't dream, you are sinning. Because God gave you the ability to dream great dreams. And it's not like God put you here on earth to not dream. He gave you the capacity. He expects you to use the capacity, and one day you will be evaluated on that capacity. Number two, without a dream, I'm dying. Without a dream, I'm dying. Proverbs 29:18, one of the most famous verses in the Bible, says this: "Without a vision, where there is no vision, the people perish." Without a vision, where there is no vision, the people perish. I tell pastors, where there is no vision in a church, the people go to another parish. People hang around here because we've always got a bigger dream. We're always saying, "God, what do you want us to do next?" Without a dream, I'm dying. You're either dreaming or you're dying. Some of you start dying a long time ago. You die before you die because you stop dreaming. Guess what I'm going to do? As your coach, as your pastor, as somebody who loves you, I'm going to rev up the dream machine in you again. Okay, I'm going to rev up the dream machine in you again, and let's make whatever time you got left the best. Without a dream, I'm dying. Number three, everything starts with a dream. This is why we have to spend at least 6 weeks on it, because everything starts with a dream. You look at anything that has been created, somebody dreamed it up first, either God or a human being. God dreamed up every tree, every mountain, God dreamed up this planet. God dreamed up the universe. It all started as a dream. And then he created you and he gave you the ability to be a dreamer. He is the dream giver. God is the dream giver. They all come from God. God gives you ability to dream new hobbies, to dream new businesses, to dream new ministries, to dream making a difference, to dream changing the world, to dream making an impact. God gives every dream. Everything starts with a dream. Albert Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Now that's a pretty significant statement, knowing who made it. One of the smartest, most knowledgeable men in history said, imagination is more important than knowledge. He said, imagination rules the world. Not knowledge, imagination. The ability to think it up. This is a God-given ability, and without a dream, I'm dying, and everything starts with a dream. That's why Ephesians 1:18 says this, I pray that your heart will be flooded, that your heart will be flooded with light so that you can see something, just something of the future that God has called you to share. That's the dream. The dream is the future, that something of the future that God has called you to share. Paul says, I'm praying. As your pastor, I'm praying that for your life in the next 6 weeks, that you're going to get a new dream, a new vision for the woman God wants you to be, a new dream for a vision of the man God wants you to be, the husband, the dad, the father, the businesswoman, the business leader, the student. I want you to dream great dreams. You know the neat thing about dreams? It doesn't cost a penny. Doesn't cost any money to dream. It's free. So I dare you to dream great dreams in the next 6 to 8 weeks. Everything starts with dreams. Number four, this is the big one. Dreams show what God wants to do through me. A dream shows me what God wants to do through me. A couple weeks ago, I read the original dream of Saddleback Church. God gave me a vision of what he wanted to do through me. God wants to give you a dream of what he wants to do through you. He wants you to see your future. Why? Because when you can see a little bit of your future, he's not going to show it all to you, but you can see a little bit of it, then you realize you can cooperate. Now, when God gives you a dream, it's not like the plan is all laid out and you can see it from beginning to end. Because if you could see the end of the dream of God's dream for your life, it'd scare you to death. What it is, it's kind of like a scroll where you roll down a little bit and you read that part of the dream and you do that. Then you roll it down a little bit more and you do that. Then you roll it down a little bit more and you do that. And eventually, you get to the end. But he's not going to give you the whole picture up front. It'll scare you to death. But what I want you to do is just get a peek of what God wants to do in your life. Everything starts with a dream, and it shows what God wants to do through me. God does this even with non-believers. Did you know that? Look at this next verse here on the screen. Joseph told Pharaoh, who clearly was not a believer, God has given you two dreams to let you know what he has definitely decided to do, and that he will do it in your future. God let Pharaoh see in advance what was going to happen. There were going to be 7 years of famine, then 7 years of plenty, then 7 years of famine. And Pharaoh was going to be able to save his nation because God gave him a peek in advance. God was not a believer, but that's the graciousness of God. Dreams show what God wants to do through me. Number five, my dreams define me. My dreams define me. We shape our dreams, and then our dreams shape us. If you don't have any dream, you don't have any definition of your life. Why are so many people today confused about their identity? One of the biggest problems in our society is identity confusion. Who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going? What am I supposed to do? Does my life matter? Is there any significance to my life? Is there meaning to life? What is it life all about, Alfie? And the reason why is because your dreams define you. And if you don't have God's dream, you don't have any definition to your life. You don't know who you are. You don't know the woman you're supposed to be. You don't know the man you're supposed to be. My dreams define me. So you better make sure you got the right dream, because you don't want to be dreamed in the wrong way. Jesus said it like this, Matthew chapter 6, here on the screen, verse 22 and 23. He said, your eye is the light for your body. Your eye is like the window to your soul. It lets light into your body. Your eye is the light or the lamp for your body. If your eye, if your vision is good, it's clear, it's bright, if your vision is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your vision, your eye, is evil, your whole life will be full of darkness. Your dream defines you. Your dream defines you. A great dream will define a great person. A small dream will define a small person. An evil dream will define an evil person. It's your choice. Your dream defines you. So pick your dream wisely. Make sure it's the dream God has for your life, because the dreams define us. If your body is full of light, if your vision is clear, then your body will be full of light. If your vision is unclear, it's cloudy, or it's dark, or it's evil, then that's the way you're going to end up living.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. You can get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day when you go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free daily devotional. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on your own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
God has 5 purposes for your life. He wants you to know and love Him. That's called worship. He wants you to belong to His family. That's called fellowship. He wants you to grow in Him. That's called discipleship. He wants you to serve Him with your gifts and talents. That's your ministry. And He wants you to share the good news with other people. That's your mission. Now today, as we close, I want to talk to you about the third purpose, discipleship or personal growth. How do we grow? Well, we grow through the nourishment of God's Word. It's how we get to know God. To know God's Word is to know God's will. God's Word is the source of God's will. And God's ultimate goal for your life is for you to become like Jesus Christ. To do that, you have to fill your life with the Word of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3:17 says, through the Word, we're put together and shaped for the tasks that God asked for us. I remember in the Old Testament, the Bible says that Job treasured God's Word more than his daily bread. That's how I want you to treat God's Word. That's how you grow in discipleship. Get into His Word every day. Study it, memorize it, meditate on it, apply it. Never take it for granted. God's Word is as essential to your soul as food is to your body. So get into the Word today. God bless you.
Be sure to join us next time when we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial gifts.